as being a good dad helping his daughter downstate. Madam Supervisor.
Here.
I'm here, and Jean is in Alaska having fun.
Any changes to the agenda?
Three items to add under new business. Deputy pay, clerk's mileage, and fireworks.
That's under new business?
Yes.
Any other changes? Okay, brief public comment.
I don't have a lot, other than it's been really busy this summer.
I bet.
Our complaints have gone way up over last year and the year before. Seems like there's a lot of mental health issues. There's been some, we had a mental health meeting. I don't know if I said anything, but Judge Graham has formed a mental health committee where Pathways, War Memorial, Helen Newbury Joy, Prosecutor's Office, our office, State Police, his Judge Graham's office. Long story short, we had an issue with a young man that sat for 7 days in the hospital waiting to get a room at another hospital. We've had, at the same time, we had a lady that was brought in from the Gould City area that was unresponsive, falling into the ditch. She was at the hospital for 1 or 2 days and then ended up at our office. We housed her because we kind of have an agreement between us, the hospital, and Pathways that the person is medically fit to be released, but they're waiting for a bed and all that we will hold her for a few days. She was there 3. She finally went home because she actually, I think there were some other issues other than just mental health. So I wasn't happy with this young man sitting there, and there's been other times where Pathways has failed to talk to people, and we've had a meeting, and it seems like it's getting a little better. They're not sitting as long. We had a trip down to had trouble getting guys, so I actually went to with our transport officer all the way down to Grand Rapids with this gentleman that needed to go to a older folks place, a hospital down there. It was fun 11 hours. Of course, I was there in the middle of the night, so. But that seems to be getting better. Other than that, there's not a whole lot. There's just typical summer. Just a little bit busier than the last 2 weeks.
Most of the traffic is up whenever you go somewhere. It's like.
Yeah, I know the complaint's up, so usually when that happens, the traffic goes down. Our traffic enforcement goes down, but I haven't really crunched the numbers yet on all that yet, but it looks like it's running pretty close to what it has been traffic-wise, an average of about the same. Like I said before, when the complaints go up, the guys don't have the times to be on the road.
How's the Dollarville doing on the road construction?
I think that's supposed to be over sometime in October. As far as
boy, that's going, really changed the traffic, like.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
Half of the courthouse drive through there in the morning, and they're not happy they have to go the extra couple miles. But as far as whether how it's progressing, I haven't been down in there and haven't talked to anybody that's been in there. With that, it's kind of, you got to go there to see that and turn it on. I know I've got the fire trucks, I think, here a little while ago. They forgot that was going on and had to reroute or something. Can't remember what it was at the beginning.
They got anybody's for here? Is that it there?
Yep.
Okay, thanks. 2:11 minutes. Got a minute?
I reviewed them. I'll make a motion to accept the regular meeting minutes from August 10th, 2022.
I'll support. Is there any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried. Approval of the bills.
We got bills. A couple items to point out. Jeff's glass and windows. This is for the security window at the utility office after last month's conversation. And Sterling, I'll look at you if you want to talk more afterwards about just updates from last month. Dust Commission, we had a second bill from them. Nothing else really barn burning.
I'll make a motion that we approve the bills as presented.
Support.
Is there any further discussion on the September monthly bills? If not, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carries. Treasurer's report.
Good.
So,
help me out. I know there's no rentals for the Pendleton pump. Okay.
Nothing, and there's nothing exciting on the treasurer's report. I'll move to accept the treasurer's report.
I'll support that. Is there any further discussion? If not, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried. When's Jean back, Deb? Do you know?
No, but I could say.
How long?
Like next week, I think. Or I'm not sure how long they're going to need to be gone, but not that long, like a week or probably a week. You have to have at least 10 days, I'd say.
Yeah, you're going that far. Spend a week.
But yeah.
Okay, new business. Deputy Pay.
So this is actually for Deb. So our current policy is we pay deputies for attending this meeting. Last month Deb was here at Jean's request to cover for Jean, but no meeting took place. Now I know my deputy was here, but she was here solely because she chose to be. She wasn't required to be. But I think it'd be right to pay Deb for being available last Tuesday to be in the treasurer's place, even though we weren't ready to have a meeting because we didn't have quorum.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That.
So I moved to pay Deb $50 that she would have, as if we had a meeting that night.
Support.
Any further discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried. Clerk's mileage?
Just like in last two elections, the board agreed to reimburse myself and my deputy for mileage. For those in the audience, elections have changed in the last 10 years. More and more of our business is being done absentee ballot, and voters are expecting immediate turnaround when they turn in paperwork or they mail in their ballots. They want to see on the state website the ballots are properly received. So the reality is, starting in the next week or so, I'll be going, Christine or I will be going at least once a day, and as things get busy, twice a day, so we can get paperwork right back out or ballots out the same day to voters. So board has paid me for mileage in the past, and I'm asking for that again.
I'll support doing that again. I didn't know that we needed to do it again, though. I thought we already...
Well, we started like one at a time, but if you want to make it permanent...
I think we should just make it permanent. So we don't have to keep...
It's not going
to
go away.
Yeah. So you need a motion to not do that every time there's election, and just whenever you have mileage, just go ahead and claim it. So I'll make that motion.
Thank you.
And I'll support.
Okay. Are we all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried. Fireworks. There's a letter here from John Allen.
So I want to be clear. In the last month, I had two people approach me, not the other way around, and they wanted to complain about fireworks. And I told them to reach out to law enforcement, and this person who sent us a letter. The letter came just late this afternoon, or else I would have sent it out ahead of time. He says he's already spoken to law enforcement, and I sent an email to Undersheriff Gravel a week or so ago, and he replied. I spoke with our attorney, and I have some feedback there too. I'll share in a moment. So that's where we are so far. And if you want to ask what the attorney said, let me know.
The problem with this, though, is there's those residential fireworks now that anybody can just, you don't have to be licensed to have those professional fireworks anymore. You can just go and buy them. And that's what people are doing.
Under the current laws and the fact we don't have an ordinance, correct?
Right, so, you know, that used to be where you had to be a licensed person to set fireworks off, and now you can get some pretty nice looking ones, and you don't, they're not, you know, they're just a one wick thing, and they go off, and they're pretty decent, so you don't have to have, like, you know, back in the day, when Bill was a fireman, I mean, you guys used to be licensed, right?
Well, we weren't at the time, but that's when we got out of it, because it changed.
But I think, you know, like, Shoebacks, those fireworks that they had, they were just everyday fireworks. So it's hard, you know. And what did our attorney advise us? They advised us not to act on it, because the PARPAM wouldn't support it, right? Is that where we were at?
This is a different kettle of fish. That's for a public display. This is private property doing it just solely on their own, for their own personal benefit. And if law enforcement can't or won't do anything on their own, the only other option, our attorney said the only other option is for us to consider adopting a fireworks ordinance. However, township ordinances are not enforced by local law enforcement. They have to be enforced by us. Mm-hmm. One possibility would be to ask local law enforcement if they want to enforce it and be paid for it, or we would go hire our own ordinance enforcement officer like they have in the village. So, that is what Craig said. I now share that with the board.
What would a noise ordinance be?
Sorry?
What would a noise ordinance be versus a fireworks ordinance?
Same thing, that would be an ordinance. We would have to, townships have to come up with their own enforcement mechanism. Either ask local law enforcement to do it as an additional duty, they choose to, and we will pay them. And if they decline, we would have to get our own person to do the enforcement. And I'm really out of my depth about how that would all work.
Right. I remember a year or so ago, you guys asked me on that. And you're right about the local law enforcement. You also have to have an attorney, according to what the prosecutor said.
I'm sorry?
Have an attorney that would do that.
Yeah.
Because the prosecutor doesn't have to, and he really didn't want to. So that's one of the bigger stickers, too.
Along with that comes the issue of the blight ordinance, too. And that's one of the reasons why we never moved forward with the blight ordinance, because then we have to have a person that has to enforce that. And the, you know, at one time the sheriff's department for the county did it, and it's been determined that they're no longer doing it, and it's up to the townships to put their own moving forward. And to me, the blight is a bigger issue than Shoebeck letting off fireworks, which he did for the public that one time. And what did he do? He had a special event going on, I think, a couple weeks ago, where he had, I think they were called the Hooligans.
Right.
The Hooligans were staying at his establishment, and they had fireworks for them. So, you know, it's a bigger issue than just the fireworks. I mean, it's blight as well. So they'll, you know, that's a cost for the township if we want to. Would you like to talk, Jeff?
Only after you're finished. That's...
No, I'm done. I'm just
okay.
Saying that.
You know, there's speed limit signs on the highway to control speed. If there's nothing on the highway, everybody would pick a speed. So if there's not a blight ordinance or a fireworks ordinance, it's the wild, wild west. If somebody would come in and ask the township, can I do it? You could hand them the ordinance, which could tell them whether or not they could do it. If there's no ordinance,
it's the wild west.
So I guess I'm just saying out loud that the world has to start getting controlled again. You just can't go over and over, you know, letting things happen. And whether it's Pentland Township, McMillan Township, Lewis County, you gotta start tightening things up. And if people get disgruntled, let them fight. You know, I mean, there's ordinances in other townships across the state of Michigan. Copy one if it makes sense for this township. It shouldn't be that difficult. Anyways, that's my two cents.
Bill, do you have anything to add?
Well, when I was at the village, I got tasked with pretty much the blight ordinance officer there, and it was me and the village police chief, Bill Adams, were pretty put together, but it would get to the point where we would go through the dirty work, right? The warning tickets, and then so many after so many times, and the village prosecutor, it died right there. I mean, it was like, he wasn't at Platoon, and I think that's probably here from who made it, the prosecutor didn't really want to touch
it. He didn't want to do it.
Right, that's, you go through the motions of being the man, whoever we hired, an enforcement officer or the sheriff, writes tickets or whatever, and then you get to that point and they drop it. I mean, an ordinance, I think, is a good idea too, but if there's no enforcement, I mean, our hands are kind of tied. What do?
We change judges. We put the pressure on the prosecutors. You know, we're all adults,
right? Yeah.
But you know, I understood prosecutors under no obligation to enforce those.
No, and they got a lot of other things going on. That's like small stuff.
Our complaint load goes up, so does it.
Yeah.
So we don't do anything then?
I know the village had their own attorney, Jim Robinson, that did the village ordinances. Back in the day, when I was trooping here, that's who their village ordinance person was. And they incorporated a lot of, this is the village, they're allowed to do it, they incorporated a lot of like the vehicle code as city village ordinance, which then if the person was caught speeding in town, they fell under the village ordinance, that way the village gets the money from the fines and everything else. That's how that was done. That's where that was. But they had their own law enforcement, and in that case, the only way the county or the state can enforce any of those is they have to be asked to do it and have the ability. They have the ability to do it themselves.
What if we revisit this next month with Marty and Jean here?
Yeah.
It's okay, I'll reach out to Craig and I'll ask him to write a note, just kind of map it out, the pros and cons of doing it, and what are the costs he can foresee. Is there any other homework we want Craig to, any other research we want Craig to do?
No, I might suggest when it comes to prosecutor, somebody from the board talk to him. He might be more willing to listen. I mean, I asked him questions and you guys have the actual reason. The issues that you have more knowledge on that than I do.
Are the zoning board ordinances of Lewis County enforceable?
Yes.
Who enforces those?
They have an administrator. Mark Rivard's the administrator, and
how many tickets or how many fines is he giving out?
He follows up when people are building things and they're not supposed to. They go to the prosecutor, mm-hmm. But it's county.
It's a county thing.
This is a township thing, and the responsibility of the township officials.
But it's up to the prosecutor if he has time to deal with it. He doesn't always deal with it. Like there's.
We can't deal with it if the board doesn't put something out there to deal with. Mm-hmm. So anyway, yep. Just common sense, but that's always lacking. So.
Okay, so we'll table that to next month.
So one question. Does it always have to be followed up with the prosecutor? That's the only one who can file charges? Or
yeah, when it comes to criminal matters, yes.
So
Village ordinances, it would be followed. It would start out the way it worked in the village, and I know when I worked in the city of Gladwin, they actually hired the prosecutor of the county to do the city ordinances too. But everything got written under the city ordinance because it's a little more lenient because it's more or less just a ticket. And the prosecutor in Gladwin, now I know here it used to be Jim Robinson, they would pursue the village ordinances with the court and all that. totally bypassed. Prosecutor had nothing to do with it. If this village ordinance included, like, disorderly, like a lot of them do, which is also a state crime, if the village, if the prosecutor, or the village attorney did not want to pursue it, they could submit it as a criminal matter to the prosecutor. That was the option there. If it's a village, if it's a township or village ordinance, it dies with whoever they have that's gonna try it. So they get a example.
But you can't do a private attorney to pursue something, a violation.
Right. They could hire a private attorney to do it. Yes.
So that would be an option in theory.
Yeah, that's all Jim Robinson was.
Okay.
He was a private attorney, and they hired him to do all the village ordinances.
So sort of a PRN as needed basis.
If I may, Janet, there's a section, by the way, this is like the Bible for township officials called the Red Book, and I haven't read this, but I just flipped open, and there's a few pages talking about this stuff. What if I scan this in, and I email it to the full board, and emailing it to you folks, too, just for background, mm-hmm. about local ordinances.
All right, so we'll put that under old business for next month. Anybody got anything else before we move on? Okay, wastewater litigation, the village.
Well, so June 30th has come and gone, if you haven't looked at your calendar, and the court the two sides agreed and the court imposed the order that the deadline would be June 30th to present your preliminary list of witnesses. We did that. One of us did it. September 13th, we're still waiting for the preliminary list of witnesses for the village. And there's a sincere question, is this a deliberate tactic to somehow try to make it harder for us when it comes to trial? Again, it's a court order that we set the deadline, the judge said, fine, that'll be the deadline, June 30th. And we haven't heard anything from the village about why, who, what, where.
Nothing ever happens to them when they don't abide by the deadline, so why would they ever quit doing it?
The deadline.
Nothing ever happens to them.
They helped set. The judge didn't impose this out of the blue. The judge said, what do you guys want? Both sides said June 30th. The judge said, great, here's the order. Craig is gaming up, and sometime this winter, some of us will be deposed by Craig, and some of our friends in the village will be deposed by Craig, and maybe the village will want to depose some of us, or not. Who knows? But third week of January is the next hearing with the judge.
Be allowed the same next month, but anything else?
No.
Okay. Future hall bookings, I think Deb already took care of that for us. There's none, right?
Correct.
Looker inspection reports.
All good.
Water and sewer, no AJ tonight?
AJ took the day off. He and Jack Thomas were out late last night getting pretty rowdy with furry things.
AJ harvested a legal bear yesterday.
Oh.
I wasn't saying it wasn't legal.
I just wanted to make the point that we were doing something legal.
The thought of the two of you breaking the law is laughable. So when I saw him today, he was just about to head off to DNR to do the tag thing, process thing.
Yeah, it's so warm out. You got to take care of them bear right away. Is that a big one?
We iced it. Biggest one in Luce County so far this year.
Oh.
350 pounds.
Wow. Okay, so we have a written report from AJ. So guys can read it over. If you got any questions, you can email AJ and ask. That'll shorten up our meeting.
Yes, I was going to say that. Yeah.
I'll second that. open for other reports.
Two items. First, SEMCO is still moving forward. I don't want to bore you with all the details, but this is the issue that will never end. And how generations of township and school board officials missed the ownership issue of this parcel boggles the mind. How people could keep looking at those files and not catch it. So it's ongoing. That's update number one. Update number two, I should have put into the packet, but I didn't. Got an email from the village manager a couple weeks ago. There was a large accident with a fire tanker in July, and the initial repair bill estimate looks like about $50,000. And as of Allison's email, they had not yet heard back if insurance was going to cover it. So per the contract, we would be on the hook for a third of roughly 50 grand. And that email's been a couple weeks ago. I should forward that to you folks. So, just FYI.
I sent you that email a weeks ago. You were going to pull that onto our attorney. I was going to grab that to bring that up to me. What was that? Do you remember?
From last week regarding ARPA?
Yeah.
I talked with Brent this morning, and he doesn't know why we got the letter. He was on the road, and he's going to go look tomorrow and get back to both of us on that.
Okay.
But
some people.
It was like a letter.
Not applying for something.
Yeah. And Mike was like, you guys have all your paperwork in, or else you wouldn't have got the money in the first place.
Yeah.
Like, how could we be deficient if it's the feds?
Yeah. Okay, so I just didn't want to go on that, I guess. Okay, communications.
If anybody's really interested, we have the newest update from the Michigan Bureau Association. The American Forest Foundation sent us a mail. Charter is creating a new channel called... NBC is stopping the Olympic Channel. MTA thanks us for our money. And Eric, I don't know if you know anything about this, but Eagle is doing some type of work in the middle of a wetland, in the middle of nowhere, on some transmission lines. Or Eagle granted a permit. I don't know if this is in your bailiwick at all.
No, we're not doing that.
I got the full permit and maps and everything if anybody would like to take a look at it. That's it.
Extended public comment.
I do.
Okay.
This month I have spent many, many hours reading the Newberry News from 1964, 65, 66, and 67. Thanks to Sterling for putting me in the right direction for the years. Interestingly enough, this was the 1960s, April of 1966 was the election to consolidate and become Tacoma Non-Area Schools. The school was named. They had a request for names from the student body, and kids submitted names, and one of the names, of course, became Tacoma Non-Area Schools. 1966 was also the year the school decided to add golf.
Oh. Well.
I don't know as much as Sterling does. But boy, this month I tried, Sterling.
Thank you for that tidbit. You're really good at having something for us.
Yeah, I know I'm married to her, but she's been high value. Chris, my deputy's been high value with SEMCO. A lot of the research we've had to do to satisfy the title company, I've just turned her loose to go reading microfilm for hours and hours, trying to dig up stuff about the history of the township, the township school district, and the new school district that became TAS. So, thanks to my deputy.
Well, thank you. All right, any other questions? Next meeting.